I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The president of the Philippines issued a stay-at-home order and threatened to have anyone who doesn't comply shot. But it's not everything the headlines claim. That story in a moment. And trauma has touched everyone in some way. One ministry is working to heal trauma survivors through the power of Jesus Christ. It's a simply complex story coming your way in about 3 minutes. But we'll start today in the Philippines, where desperate times call for desperate measures. The president authorized police to shoot people who won't follow the stay-at-home quarantine orders. Now, it sounds drastic, but as Herman Moldez of Asian Access explains, things aren't always as they seem. A political group stirred up protesters in Metro Manila, and after negotiating for an hour, police arrested dozens of people who refused to go home.
It is not really right at this point of time to gather these people and to protest, because that will only aggravate the situation. And that's what triggered the president again in his comment that they resist and the police will be in danger. Just shoot them.
In the rest of the archipelago, though, life is calmer.
People are responding, both the public sector, the private sector, and the civil society are working together to attend to the needs of those who are really marginalized and they don't have day-to-day income at this point of time.
We're all in this together, but there are some tangible ways that we can walk alongside believers in the Philippines. Read the full story at missionnews.org.
We are a quote-unquote a Christian nation. But like any other part of the world, when things are better, we go search for materials and things like that. So let's pray that this will open more opportunities for the gospel.
Next, Christians around the world celebrate Good Friday and Easter this week. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries says the stories from Holy Week, like the COVID-19 pandemic, force Christians to ask the question, how does our faith change who we are? And to help ask this question, IMM has been working on a new project.
We are taking some stories that we already had on hand from the Gospels, people who met Jesus, both positively and negatively, and we're featuring those for our friends in the U.S. or in the English-speaking world. We don't usually do that. We're usually working on translations, but we thought it's an important time to think about these stories in the New Testament and how they inspire us and challenge us of who we are in Christ.
Like the coronavirus, Godwin says, Holy Week is confusing, but out of great darkness and despair, Jesus rose from the dead, defeating sin and death forever. And that is the only hope that can face a global pandemic.
I wonder what God is asking us in these strange times of coronavirus, of quarantines. What cross is Christ asking us individually to carry? And what is he asking the church to do in these times that will reflect Jesus so much that people will come to know him?
And finally, over 223 million people in the U.S. have experienced trauma in some form during their lives. At Set Free Ministries, the mission is to help trauma survivors find freedom in Christ. Glenn Dunn from Set Free explains why it's important to him to be a part of the journey that trauma survivors make to find Christ.
It would be wonderful if we could just simply sit on our couch, ask him to do all the work, but we wouldn't find that relationship and we wouldn't find the way in which God uses us throughout Scripture to help others and to be healed ourselves.
Although trauma survivors often experience guilt or shame due to their past experiences, the healing power of Christ is able to bring redemption and hope to their lives.
Again, throughout Scripture, what we see is that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we're going to be exposed to some difficult situations. It also shows that throughout Scripture that our past, our brokenness, is important in our journey for our spiritual formation and development.
Ask God to continue to speak into the lives of trauma victims as they find freedom. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. And it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.